It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue. Home to the country's first cannabis cafe. Now it's time for The Buzz.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to The Buzz. I'm Sean Tacky with my co-host, Brandon Emmett.
Yo, yo. What up, Radio Land?
What up, Radio Land? Welcome to The Buzz on 97.5 FM and 660 AM. And we're going to be talking about the Marijuana Control Board meeting that we just had this week.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. Always fun chat to have to get the latest regulations and juice of the industry.
Yeah, yeah, pretty cool. So the Marijuana Control Board has started to have three-day meetings, which has been pretty cool, because before, like, they used to try to pack it into 2 days.
Right. This is actually a regular thing then? It's going to be going forward? Because I just thought it was a once-off maybe based on the list of items they had.
It's just been 3 days more and more often. And I think Director Klingkart has really taken the temperature of the board well. And it doesn't cost that much to have that extra day of meeting. I think it pays dividends in not having the board members try to pack stuff together nearly as tightly.
Right.
And so this is, you know, when I was on the Marijuana Control Board, we very seldom had three-day meetings. And now we've seen more and more of them under Director Klingkart. And I think it's good for the industry. And gives a little break to the board members. So they had three long days of meetings. There's a lot of stuff talked about.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's a good thing to have more time. They get a little more, like, space to be able to have conversations, especially about heavier regulations projects and things like that, where there's lots of questions and inquiries. But I listened to part of the meeting. I honestly got onto it late. I was catching a flight, and so I didn't catch it until
you flew down to Wrangell to deliver some concentrates down there,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Got Wrangell some concentrates and end up, you know, having delays and getting bumped and having to fly to Seattle after I had already dropped the concentrates, by the way.
and then Wrangell's a fun, it's a, you know, a little aside. I know we got a few minutes, we're only 2 minutes in. Like, yeah. So how's the trip to Wrangell? What's it like? What's the weed scene like in Wrangell, Sean?
Literally, there's one shop in town, and it's called Happy Cannabis. It's a good little spot.
Yeah,
they're really good
people.
Cool place. They've been working with us for a while. They're really nice people. They're easy to get along with. Wrangell's a good spot. There's only a couple times where I've stayed the night there, which you definitely know you're an outsider when you walk somewhere, because everyone looks at you and they're like, we haven't seen you in town before because it's so small.
Who are you?
Who are you? But overall, no, it's a good little spot. In this trip down, it was a parking lot exchange. So it was super quick.
Oh,
I went
okay.
back on the same flight.
So you didn't go to like the Elks Lodge or whatever.
I didn't
whatever,
go anywhere, yeah. But no, I have before. It's fun. But yeah, that's the extent of it. And then also, whenever you're flying into the southeast, you can always expect weather delays or other issues.
Yeah, pretty crazy down there.
Yep. So I missed my connection flight and got to be flown to Seattle and then back to Anchorage.
Okay. So maybe not the best trip, but you know, I just wanted to give Happy Cannabis a shout out, because they're a great customer of Good Titration, and they're the only weed shop in Wrangell. So when you're planning your fishing trip down there, they got the Stikine River. Stikine, maybe when you guys from Wrangell can call me and correct me on my
I always get
pronunciation.
Corrected when I'm like going into that hotel, because there's the
it's Stikine, right?
Stikine?
Stikine?
I don't know, man.
Anyways, it's supposed to be just this epic salmon river.
Oh,
it originates in Canada, and it's a glacial river, but it's got a lot of these clear water tributaries, got great fishing. And I think that draws a lot of tourism to Wrangell. So, like, I've always wanted to go there in the summer and fish. Never got to. Just have gone down there and delivered.
Well, you're going to make another delivery, and then we'll just give you an extra
day. Yeah, exactly. I could use the miles. I don't know when Alaska Airlines is going to start revoking gold status and making you fly for it again. But they just granted me
gold status again,
which I'm pretty happy about. But anyways, yeah. So
that would be the benefit of having flown to Seattle. I racked up a bunch of extra miles.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, you know, we're talking about the MCB meeting here.
Yep.
Sean Tacky, Brandon Emmett, 660 AM.
FM. Or AM, yeah.
97.5 FM.
Streaming
the Buzz.
Live.
Yeah.
Streaming live on KFARradio.com.
Yeah. And so, but if you're in Wrangell, you're going fishing, go to Happy Cannabis and buy some weed, buy some Good Titrations. I think they got their own house strains. But yeah, okay, so we burned a couple minutes there. Let's get back to the Marijuana Control Board meeting. Right. You said that you tuned in for some of it, Sean.
I tuned in. I actually interrupted.
Were you the guy that like flushed the toilet? Or
no, I didn't do a toilet flush. But I logged in, and it was like 10:30 in the morning, and the meeting starts at 9.
It's
supposed to start at 9. It usually starts a couple minutes later.
And they jerk you off, too. They're like, oh, we'll start at 9, then we're going to an executive session for 45 minutes. Like, what the is that?
What the hell is going on? And I'm sure you guys got your industry statement and report out there already at 9 o'clock, 9:30 or something.
Yeah, the AMIA gets to have our spiel first time, which is really cool. You know, so if you're in the industry and you're not part of the AMIA, you should be, because if you tune into these meetings, you'll see the sway. There's the director and the staff. There's the board. There's enforcement, which are kind of their own thing. And then there's the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association. And under our leadership, Lacey Wilcox from THC and Trevor Haynes from Good LLC.
Yeah, when we say THC, we're going to say top hat concentrates.
Oh, there's a lot of top hat concentrates in Juneau. Yeah.
Items to be THC.
Yeah, but we you know, we get the first stab at any of the comments.
Yep.
And then
have the ability to call people. I mean, you guys can get those folks on the phone, have a little bit of influence.
Exactly.
So it's worthwhile.
It is
to be involved, and when you're involved, rather than just being a member. But also letting the, you know, board members of that know your positions.
So yeah, go on Facebook, you know, click that like button, get those updates. You'll be more informed whether you're a consumer, you're thinking about getting into the industry, you're already in, you're on the fence about.
Or you're an ancillary business for the industry.
You're a contractor or something. You kind of know what's coming down the pipe, yeah. So anyway, you gave him a hard time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I get on at 10:30 and like it's just dead air. And I'm like, hey, is there a meeting going on? Right. They're like, oh, yeah. They're like on break till, you know, 10:50 or something. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, we just started this thing at 9. They're already taking a break. I was blown away.
It's so weird with the Zoom thing, you know, and then I think that the Marijuana Control Board would do better to have a little bit of the meeting and then go on executive session, because a lot of people, they look at the agenda and they're, you know, they take time out of their busy day, whether they are just listening at work or whether they are a business that has a item on that agenda. Right. They're like, okay, the board's meeting now. It's at 9 a.m. This is the tabs that are coming up. And then again, they're like, oh, well, we're going to go into executive session.
Yep.
So,
yeah, no, I definitely don't agree with that position.
So Nick, Bruce, if you guys are listening, come on, guys. Give us a little something before you go into exec session.
A shout out to Nick then, or Bruce as well, but like wrangle in that meeting, man. Like people just interject randomly. And like I think Nathan needs to be able to give Nick the ability to co-host those meetings so he could just mute people. So as soon as someone's just like interjecting and they're not actually a board member and have a position to say anything, just mute them down. People can raise their hands on the thing and then he can address them. Because that meeting was a shit show.
Dude, it's so crazy being online like that. And so, you know, I was a fan of the Jerky Boys back in the day. And I love some of the pranks, like the, you know, the pitting the two Chinese restaurants against one another, or the toilet flushing, or there's like person having a debate about masturbation or whatever, which happened in this meeting, which is kind of funny.
Seriously? I totally missed that.
Oh, dude, it was. Someone's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I blah, 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 this and that. I masturbate. And then, you know, I think it was Nathan's like, hey, you're being broadcast. Like 100 people is like, yeah, I know. It's like, I'm just trying to get off. Like, dude, F me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was a total troll. And he's like trying to mute the guy. So there's some good hackers out there that are able to
get in and
broadcast. Oh, dude, I mean, I don't know how this person just came across. Maybe it was someone. And AMCO?
I don't know, dude. That's interesting.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. But it would be cool if
I finally got to see what Holscher looks like.
Chief Holscher?
Yeah, I've never seen him before.
He's a big dude.
He is.
I wouldn't want to be stuck in a phone booth with the guy if he had a problem with me.
Yeah, no. And I thought he was like a really much older white gentleman is what I thought. And now it's like moderately aged, larger, and I couldn't make out his, you know, ethnicity, but he's definitely not white.
He's a native guy.
Yeah. And so I was like,
big, well, burly native guy.
Big, burly.
He's, yeah. He is like your quintessential, like, big, tough cop.
So, yeah. You know? No, it was kind of cool to be able to finally see that part.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, Holster's a cool guy. You know, he and I kind of didn't quite see eye to eye when I was on the board.
Yeah.
Of course. And then there was, and this is something that I've drawn ire for, you know, some of these investigations that you're involved in or whatever people think that we did or said or whatever,
right.
You know, we've always been on the side of industry. And I think that there's this struggle between industry and the police that is, for the most part, unfounded now. If you're in the industry and you're legit and you've got to talk to a guy like Chief Holster, as long as you're not a crook, he's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And when
exactly
some of those allegations were made about us, about what, you know, whether we're playing both sides or this or that or the other thing, Holster came through and it was huge. I got to give the guy a public shout out. He hit me up and was like, "Hey, Emmett, like, most of these guys are just punks. A couple of these guys are actually bad dudes. And I'm calling you mano a mano as a police officer saying you should prepare and protect yourself. And even though your industry, I'm a cop, I'm not down for anyone to
come kill you,
to come and freaking kill you, you know?" Exactly. And so I'm going to tip you off on this. And it's like, you know, and ever since then, I was like, you know what? I might not agree with how pushy he is or how much he and his enforcement team want to put their nose into cannabis businesses, but he and his team are good cops.
Yeah.
And I want to put that out there.
Yeah. No, and I agree.
They're good guys.
I've always worked well with all of them. You know,
yeah.
They obviously have to break our balls in the areas
that we
need
to. That's their job. They got to break balls. That's their freaking job.
I totally get
it,
you know? And so I'm fine with that. But yeah, it's like, yeah, people thinking otherwise about us. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And that leads into, We're supposed to talk about the marijuana control board. So what was interesting is hearing about all these licenses that are in question still for taxes or for
residency
or for partners not getting along.
Right.
And then hearing,
that was the biggest thing I heard.
Oh, yeah. It was tab 74.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that was on Wednesday. But anyway,
no, was a Wednesday one, too. That was an issue.
So there was multiple tabs. And what was interesting is there was one tab that was a little juicy, and it's these partners that couldn't get along. Their business relationship had dissolved. Like, I mean, you guys out in Radio Land, you think you got problems. Like, if you listen into this, like, these people got big problems.
Yeah.
Like, one of the participants had to be muted because they kept going off the deep end.
Oh, yeah.
Which couldn't help their case, you know.
Right.
But, but the board, and this is one thing, so the board weighed in on this, and it took them a couple of days. You know, they put the tab aside, and then they brought it back because they had to think about it. Mm-hmm. And it was about the transfer and renewing the license and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same thing. I think it started on Wednesday. They interrupted regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, because one person didn't sign the form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to hold license and ransom to exact vengeance against their former partner.
Yeah, and they were debating whether or not this civil matter that should be handled by the courts versus whether or not they actually met the regulations for a transfer or not.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. And that was very intriguing. That was really intriguing. And so
it also made our industry look like a shit show.
Oh, well, yeah. Bleep. Yeah. 1403.
Okay, God.
Yeah. So thanks, Leonard. I mean, It is kind of a crapshoot as to whether people are going to be legit or not, because so many people did come from the black market. Everybody that's in this now was either from the black market or were sitting back watching the black market and trying to figure out how to get in.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the people who were in the black market who were really good at it are some of the best operators. And people who sat back and watched and maybe knew a guy or a gal and hopped in are the ones who are struggling socially because they don't know the culture. You know, anyway, so these licensees, I was really impressed with the board. I like the new rural seat, Eli Cyrus. I think he's very measured. I don't know his background. It's the first time I've heard him in a meeting. But I think that he brought a really good perspective to the board. And I think that the board ended up at the correct conclusion after they had heard all of the rants from all the parties. They had the competing attorneys, which having Cynthia Franklin and Jana Weltzien, arguably two of the most BA no cannabis attorneys in the state, you know, kind of going, and with, and they've got a lot of mutual respect between the two,
yep,
representing these parties. The conclusion the board came to was like, you know what? Regardless of all of the civil crap that you guys have going on, as long as everybody's a resident and you have all of the qualifying documents,
then that's all their hands.
Then that's all we're going to do.
All right. Well, this is actually a great spot for our first commercial break, or actually only commercial break. So we'll be right back in just a minute.
Woo.
More of the buzz will continue right after this.
Since legalization, Good Titrations has been producing the finest products that you now enjoy legally with products throughout the state of Alaska. Well, now Good Titrations has their own retail store right here in Fairbanks at 506 Merhar Avenue, just off the Johansson, a full cannabis retail shop, including products in flower, edible, and concentrate form, plus accessories and an impressive group of bud tenders that can help match the right product just for you. And coming soon, Fairbanks' first cannabis cafe, courtesy of Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue, online at goodtitrations.com. License number 10827.
Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit-forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older, keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
This message is brought to you by Good Titration.
License number 20827.
Anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more, and even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Now, back to the buzz on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Good Titrations.
All right, welcome back to the buzz. You're sitting here listening with Sean Tacky and my co-host Brandon Emmett, and we are going over the Marijuana Control Board. And so we listened to a whole bunch of drama about some individuals, but we also had regulations projects. And let's talk about
those. Yeah, regs projects. And so one of the big regs projects that I think is at the front of everyone's mind, especially vertically integrated businesses, is the inability to transfer product
downstream. Yep.
Everything can go downstream. It can't go back upstream.
Okay, go upstream. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That's a better way to put that.
Yeah. So product can originate from a grower. It can go directly to a retailer, but then it could also go to a manufacturer and another cultivator. And then so it's a meandering braid downstream.
But it all starts with the cultivator and
it can never go back. And what you find happening, especially for a lot of retailers, is that they'll get product and even really good product.
Right.
And so you get, some amazing flower. But as every retailer knows, you can only sell so much of one strain of flower from one particular cultivator because customers want variety.
Right.
And so you sell 5 pounds of this flower as bud, 8 grams, whatever. And then you roll another couple pounds into pre-rolls.
Yeah.
Joints.
And but then you have shake at the end or stems.
And exactly. And then product. Yes. And then you're left with your, and what do you do with that? And because of the way that the statute was written, and yeah, because statute, of the Marijuana Control Board interpretation of that statute, you can't actually transfer those leftovers back
to a manufacturing
to a manufacturer or back to a cultivator, right?
Yeah.
And that's caused some significant issues. Like we've seen, you know, we just held on to some of these hearts and stems or whatever, shake, whatever you want to call it. And it's actually significant. It's multiple kilograms that start to pile up.
We've accumulated and haven't wasted out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're hoping to be able to go and extract off that.
Yeah, and Chair Nick Miller, he had brought this up once before, and it kind of died. And a lot of it had to do with legal counsel and the director and what they thought AMCO could push or not. And we had, you know, we've had a director or two that wasn't so favorable to the industry's needs. And not to say that the current AAG, Joan Wilson, or that Director Klinkhart are really just trying to help the industry, but I think that their interpretation of statute and that the Marijuana Control Board's authority is a lot better than what we've had in the past. And they were talking about the statute and what it specifically allows. Gotcha. And what it doesn't disallow, right? Right? And then when you bring into consideration what the intent was, right? And so this bill was not brought by the legislature. It was brought as a people's initiative, a ballot measure.
Where they'd sign up for anything just to get legal cannabis.
Exactly. And I was one of the spokespersons for that. Yep. Board member Bruce Schulte was one of the spokespersons for that. We read it. We thought, well, one, the $50 an ounce tax is as a flat tax on a commodity is not in a smart economic position, but it's a great
selling point.
It's great, you know? Yep. Okay, and we'll fix this later, which we still haven't, and that's not what we're talking about right now. But the fact that there wasn't a little line item in there that said, oh, and you can also transfer the hearts from pre-rolls back to, yeah, you know.
Exactly.
I think the intent of the drafters and certainly the intent of those of us who sold this bill of goods to the people was that we would be able to transfer back. But we've been stuck in this limbo forever. Now, the will of the board and the interpretation from the AAG and the director is that, okay, if this is not specifically disallowed and that we know that the legislature is remiss to take any marijuana bill
at all. Oh my God,
up, right? They just kind of listen. That we could probably just make a regulations project out of this and let it go forward. And so some of the retailers who either are intelligent or are just really bummed out about the way that reg looked or have been waiting, that have been hanging on to all of this cannabis, or even people who have been tossing it and hopefully can go forward in the future, it looks like there's going to be a project to come to the finish line. Again, give Chair Miller and Bruce a shout out on this one. And even Lieutenant Jaime,
wow,
who is the public safety guy, and he's like, well, this doesn't hurt public safety at all. Like, have him, like, let him take what didn't go into a joint to go back and make dabs out of. Like, I don't care, you know.
Yeah,
so it was actually really refreshing.
And yeah, so for everyone that's listening, you're actually listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM and 660 AM, streaming live on KFARradio.com. And I'm Sean Tackey, and we're talking with Brandon Emmett, the co-host, as well, the Marijuana Control Board meeting and this specific regulations project regarding being able to transfer product.
Yeah, backflow of product. And because Metric will let you do it. So Metric is the regulatory software that tracks our seed-to-sale system, right? And it's, you can do it in Metric because in other states it's allowed. And it just, there's been this weird interpretation for so long that we just can't do it. But I think I think it's going to get to the finish line, and I don't see anyone in the legislature or the governor's office coming and saying, hey, we really want you guys to just throw all the hearts from your pre-rolls in the trash.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to care. Come on.
And again, the people, you know, I wasn't one of the drafters, but as being one of the primary spokespersons, I can say it's just something that we totally overlooked. So hopefully,
yes,
everyone out there who has a retail, who has these hearts piling up or has been throwing them away, can
stop throwing them away
and be able to send them to a manufacturer.
Right. Or even for a retailer that like gets a bunch of seeded product, they could, you know, hey, this, I have to return this, but you can't return it. I mean, the cultivator themselves would probably rather have it come back to them, and then they could transfer it to a manufacturer, mm-hmm. or the retailer could send it to a manufacturer to be handled. And
yeah,
the other, I mean, and hopefully they notice those seeds or any other issue much more timely, because if it got transferred as a bud product and that person's identifying it as bud
and they paying $800 tax,
but really
tax,
it's only going to be $400, then how's the, is there any tax for the retail to send it to the manufacturer? You know, it gets a little more complicated, or how to fix those adjustments. But I think it's definitely going to be a positive for the industry if we can get that regulations approved.
I really think so. And so, again, not to harp on COVID again, but the Marijuana Control Board meeting happened in Juneau, and generally we have the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association legislative mixer.
Yeah.
At this meeting down there.
I was looking forward to that.
So was I, man. I was so bummed that we didn't get to go.
Yep.
It all got canceled,
yep.
And it turns out the Marijuana Control Board didn't allow anyone who wasn't on the agenda to even be in the room.
Really?
So, oh, wow. So we didn't get to go. But there is still movement happening in Juneau. And I think that we've got a handful of legislators. Like, I don't think there's a particular bill that's out yet that can really speak to, but there's a couple little birds been landing on the windowsill and saying, I think we're going to get some movement. I think that the industry has finally proven itself, and that we've got enough legislators on both sides of the aisle, because you need both the Republicans and the Democrats to agree enough to say, all right, this industry is a solid industry. It's proven itself. We need to start putting some bills forward that fix the wacky bill with all the holes and that kind of stuff that we had to start with, and then start making some progress forward so these individuals can run their business just like anyone else.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm really hoping that will be the case, especially on a federal level, to be able to run it like
that. That'd be great. Well, just think, what would it mean for you and I? What would it mean for good titration, Sean, if we got treated like everybody else instead of struggling like crazy? And this is for every other retailer.
Yeah. Oh, no, just the ability to actually deduct the cost of labor for sales and stuff.
Oh, man.
That would be a huge change. But also on the retail front, yeah, to be able to move all that stuff back someplace else or sell it for even pennies on the dollar. I mean, technically you could sell it to pennies on the dollar to your own employees or something, but like still would rather not have to do it that way.
Exactly.
You know, there's better avenues.
Yeah. So there's movement. There's movement happening.
But overall, the board meeting was good or entertaining?
Yeah, I think it was very entertaining. That's for sure. But overall, I think it was good. I think the dynamic is good. I think that the governor has found his stride now in who he's appointed, and that we have people who are measured, but who are also not trying to tank the industry. I think that the governor just realizes that it's not a partisan issue now. It's just commerce, and it needs to be treated as such. And so, yeah, I think it was a pretty positive meeting. I think that it's fantastic how much influence that the industry association has been able to
bear.
I think it was pretty good. So
excellent.
All in all, it was a good meeting.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to the next meeting. Hopefully, we get some movement on that regulations project.
Yeah, but hopefully.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to The Buzz. You've been listening on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on kfarradio.com. And if you wanted to listen to any of our past shows, you can listen to the archived files at kfarradio.com and just click Archives. But please stick around next for Dr. Looper with Health Talk after this.
And streaming live at kfarradio.com. Sponsored by Good Titrations. To listen to this episode or any past programs, simply go to the website and search the archives page. The Buzz has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.